Radio Prague News.
The Lower House of Parliament has approved legislation stripping jailed MPs of their salaries and other benefits. A new EU-wide survey ranks the Czech Republic as a relatively tolerant country to gays and lesbians. And in tennis, Tomáš Berdych has defeated world number one Novak Djokovic to reach the semifinals of the Rome Masters. The Lower House of the Czech Parliament on Friday approved legislation that will strip jailed MPs of their salaries and other benefits. The bill, put forth by the coalition Civic Democrats, won the support of 119 MPs in the 200-seat Chamber of Deputies. The legislation comes at a time when two MPs, former Social Democrat David Rath and ex-Civic Democrat Roman Pekárek, are in prison, the former awaiting trial for corruption, the latter serving a 5-year sentence for similar charges. The bill will now be debated in the Senate. Lawmakers are also discussing a bill that would strip convicted MPs of their seats in the lower house. An EU-wide survey ranks the Czech Republic as a relatively tolerant country to gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender persons. The poll, conducted among 93,000 people in 27 EU member states and Croatia, found that around 26% of gay people have faced attacks or violent threats due to their sexuality, which is the same share as registered in the Czech Republic. Another 20% of those surveyed said they had been discriminated against at work or when looking for a job. In the Czech Republic, 10% of LGBT people said they faced such discrimination. President Miloš Zeman has refused to appoint literary historian Martin C. Putna a university professor. Mr. Putna, a teacher at Prague's Charles University, is one of the president's most vocal critics and supported Mr. Zeman's rival for the presidency in January's vote. The rector of Charles University has demanded an explanation from the president's office. For his part, President Zeman said he would only reveal his motivation in court. Mr. Zeman has come under criticism from several Czech politicians over his decision. The trial against Tatra truck maker CEO Ronald Adams, charged with bribery, is due to begin in Brno on the 6th of June, a spokeswoman for Brno City Court said. Mr. Adams allegedly offered a 20 million crown bribe to then-Deputy Defense Minister Martin Barták in exchange for army contracts for the company. Mr. Barták, who reportedly testified against Mr. Adams, has also been charged in the case. The European Commission has approved Czech company Agrofert's acquisition of German bakery chain Liken AG, the Commission said in a statement on Friday. Liken, Germany's leader in bread making, was previously owned by the Italian company Barilla. The sale was closed in February. Agrofert Group, owned exclusively by Mr. Andrej Babiš, is the largest Czech agriculture and food company. The 19th International Book Fair and Literary Festival Bookworld Prague is underway in the Czech capital. The event brings together writers and publishers from around the world, including US author Robert Fulghum and British writer Stephen Clark. Slovakia is the festival's guest of honor this year with a series of programs dedicated to Slovak literature. The Bookworld Prague 2013 runs until Sunday. In an operation in Czech border areas, customs officials have confiscated fuel imports worth 3.5 million crowns, a spokeswoman for the customs said. The inspections took place on Thursday and Friday when officials checked all fuel transport crossing the border into the Czech Republic for documents proving that VAT had been paid. Tax evasions on fuel imports annually cause losses of between 5 and 8 billion crowns, according to the customs estimates. In tennis, Czech player Tomáš Berdych beat world number one Novak Djokovic of Croatia 2-6, 7-5, 6-4 at the Rome Masters on Friday and reached the tournament semifinals. Berdych, seeded sixth, was one set down and was losing 2-5 in the second set, but made a remarkable comeback, winning five games in a row. In the third set, Berdych only converted his fourth match point, scoring only his second career win against the Croat. Tomáš Berdych will play either Rafael Nadal or David Ferrer, both of Spain, in the tournament semifinals. Heavy storms are expected to hit western Czech Republic on Friday evening. Meteorologists have warned the storms could be accompanied by strong winds and hail. The warning applies to the regions of Karlovy Vary, Plzeň, central and southern Bohemia, and western parts of the Ústí region. Torrential rain could cause local flooding, the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute said, and asked people in the likely affected areas to secure doors and windows on their houses. And a brief look at the weather forecast for the weekend. It should be colder, with overcast skies, rain showers and occasional storms. Daytime highs should range between 19 and 23 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name is Masha Walensky. Coming up on our program, it's all over for the Czechs at this year's Hockey World Championship. Then we look at the latest news from the world of Czech business. And in today's arts, we talk to the popular US author Robert Fulghum about why he feels at home in the Czech Republic. These stories are coming up, so do stay with us. Earlier this week, hockey fans hoped that the Czech national team had finally found its legs in a 7-0 drubbing of Norway. But that was as good as things would get. Although the Czechs avoided the embarrassment of an early exit and made the quarterfinal, they again faced tournament's biggest surprise this year, the Swiss, and were defeated. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Players and staff of the Czech national hockey team obviously will not look back at this year's tournament fondly. With the exception of Wednesday's blitz against Norway, there was precious little to feel good about. Losses to Canada and Sweden, less than inspiring performances against Slovenia and Denmark, and no major scalps. Instead, it was the Czech squad that was upended not once but twice by the Swiss national team, something considered unlikely at best just a few weeks ago. If the latter are a team reinvented, the Czechs, critics have suggested, are the opposite, a shadow of teams that preceded it. Coach Alois Hadamčík admits this year things went largely south.
If I compare it to the tournaments last year and the year before, when we beat the United States and also Sweden, we obviously can't be happy with how things worked out. Right now, I can't really think about what-ifs. It simply wasn't our day. Members of the team were well prepared and we had good players and they did their best. But the whole season was tough, we had injuries and the result was not the one we wanted.
The coach also said he understood that he and the team would come under criticism. Whereas in past years the squad was praised for clinching medals, this year will be the opposite and not without justification. The Czech team coach again.
As the coach, I am responsible along with players for the results, so I expect we will come under fire. Unfortunately, we can't change anything now. We will have to begin thinking about the next big tournament, the Winter Olympics. We will have to think about who to name to the roster, but that is still far off. The new NHL season will be on when we consider these questions, and we will have to look at who is on the injury list and how things have developed.
Some have already said that Hadamčík should be let go, something not at all likely to happen, as until now most have been happy with his leadership. On Friday, the president of the Czech Ice Hockey Association, Tomáš Král, said that he understood fans' disappointment, but made clear in his view that calls for the coach's head were unwarranted. As for the Czech team, the squad officially finishes in seventh spot in the standings, a single point ahead of former federation partners, Slovakia.
That was Jan Wellinger. And now it's time for a roundup of the latest Czech business news, and Jan Wellinger again joins me in the studio.
And the Czech economy is in record-long recession, having contracted for the sixth quarter in a row, according to figures posted by the Czech Statistical Office on Wednesday. The economy shrank by 0.8% in the first quarter due to a fall in foreign demand, affecting mainly the car sector. Lower investment activity also led to a further drop in construction. According to the Czech Statistical Office, the year-on-year decline has deepened to 1.9%. The crown slumped to its weakest level since November 2011 upon the news.
The government will extend greater support to Czech farmers, for instance, in setting up sales cooperatives and marketing of primary products, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said at this week's Agricultural Forum in Prague. The Czech agricultural sector is going through hard times, and farmers have been severely hit by cheap food imports from other EU states. The Prime Minister said the government was working on a pro-growth strategy for the sector, aiming primarily to address the existing structural imbalance, growing exports of agricultural primary products, and an increase in imports of end products.
The state-run power giant ČEZ said on Thursday it had launched arbitration proceedings against Albania to seek damages after the Balkan state revoked its license to operate the national grid in January of this year. ČEZ said in a statement that Albania had failed to protect its 102 million euro investment in the electricity in distributor Sperendarje. ČEZ did not disclose the amount of damages sought, but the Czech media have put it at 190 million euros. Although ČEZ officially launched arbitration proceedings this week, its spokesman said it was not ruling out the possibility of an out-of-court settlement. According to recent figures, ČEZ's quarterly profit jumped by 24% after it exited the unprofitable Albanian operation and traded carbon permits.
The Czech Republic will not restrict Croatian workers' access to the Czech labor market after Croatia's entry to the EU in July. Prime Minister Petr Nečas announced the decision after Wednesday's cabinet meeting, saying that the Czech Republic wanted to observe the EU policy of four freedoms, which includes that of free movement of people. He said the development on the labor market since the Czech Republic's own accession in 2004 had shown that the restrictions imposed on Czech citizens were unnecessary, and Prague had no intention of inflicting this upon other newcomers.
And finally, Czechs will mark this year's Tax Freedom Day on June the 11th, 2 days later than last year, according to calculations of the Liberal Institute. Czechs will thus work 161 days for the state. According to the Institute, the negative shift is caused by higher public spending. According to Patria Finance, which uses a different method of calculation, Tax Freedom Day will arrive on June the 21st, while last year it was June 19th.
Thanks, Jan. Those were the business news. A reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. It's no secret that American writer Robert Fulghum loves the Czech Republic, and that his books, published by Argo, have proven immensely popular here. He has been back at least 10 times over the years to promote his work, from his famous All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten to his latest Memories of One Adventure. Czech radio's Pavel Novák caught up with Robert Fulghum at the Bookworld International Book Fair in Prague, asking him about everything from his career to his childhood in Texas to life here.
The first time I came here, I met my editor, Czech editor, and we became very, very good friends. And she understood what my writing was about almost more than my American editor. And so she introduced me to a lot of people. And the publishing house she was working for, Argo, is a very crazy, wonderful, fun place. So I came again and again. Now this is, I think, the 10th or 12th time I have been here. I don't go to any other country for books except the Czech Republic. And for some reason, the Czechs and I seem to fit together. I think when I first heard the story of Jarrett Zimmerman, I thought, oh, I understand these people. So little things. But when I'm here, I'm very comfortable and at home. But I always have a good time when I come.
Do you have some preferable places in the Czech Republic where you want to return?
I think of all of Prague and all of the Czech Republic as a museum of contemporary culture, sociology, anthropology. So I don't go to cathedrals, I don't go to castles, I don't go to battlefields. I like to be out where people are. So I have a flat over in Smircha, and I live the same life that most Czechs live. And I ride the trams, I ride the buses. I like being in the museum all day long, every day.
What about you and modern technology?
I say that one of the nice things about being alive in the 21st century is that you can have every kind of possible tool you can imagine. You don't need the tools you don't use. I don't have television. I don't have cell phone. I have an email account, but I don't use it very much. But I'm still in touch with the world. I like to listen to the radio. But there's nothing wrong with those things. I have three people who work for me. They have cell phones. They have, you know, all those things. My wife, who is sitting over there, she has a cell phone. So I don't need them because I have other people do. I don't like technology. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't like it.
If you still use your pen, do you have computer? Do you have tablet? Or how do you write your stories?
Well, I say that I am writing 24 hours a day in my laboratory, which is between my ears. And my writing machine is made out of raw meat, 3 pounds of raw meat, which I feed with ice cream and chocolate and real meat. And then there is a time when I will take notes. I have my notebook always with me. And then there are times when I walk up and down with a friend and tell him stories. And one of the very last things I do is go to a computer to get it. But all the real writing is happening when I'm out watering my plants, for example. I'm writing always, even when I'm asleep. Something's going on inside the meat.
I know that you still have house in Crete.
That's right.
Yeah, so regularly you are there. And I remember there was a part of your book as you greeted your neighbors, and you said malaskes, what means something totally different, and also this guest means something totally different. So how is your Greek? Do you learn a little bit language?
Two things have happened. One, very much like in the Czech Republic, in almost any Greek town, everybody speaks English now. And they want me to talk English to them to make their English better. They don't want to hear my Greek because they think my Greek is very funny. And so only when they want to laugh do they ask me to speak Greek. So it's the world has changed. When I came to the Czech Republic in 1994, I had to have an interpreter. Now in Prague, I can speak English and I don't need an interpreter anymore.
You are almost 76. You don't feel to be 76. What age do you feel you are now?
Sometimes 12, sometimes 30. Rarely. My wife is peeking at me and smiling because she knows. She lives with the 12-year-old sometimes. I know that I'm at least 40 because I know some things. I could not know when I was 12. But I don't dress old, act old, think old. And a lot of my friends of my age, now they're talking about, oh, an old guy like me, and I have to, and I, that's not me. I dance, I walk. I'm lucky. I don't think there's anything special about what I've ever done, but I'm not an old man yet. Someday.
What about your tango? Is there an improvement?
It's better. It's not good yet, but it's nice. It's like taking up yoga or Tai Chi, or it's something you can work on as long as you live. You can always learn, you can always get better. If anybody says to you, I'm a very good tango dancer, they don't know what they're talking about. That's not tango. So every year, a little better.
You were born in Waco, Texas, just a dozen kilometers from town, which is called the West.
I have been there many times.
There happened a disaster. Several people died, and also in West lives big community of Czech descendants. How did you take that news, what happened in West, in your region?
I had been to West many times. It was only 20 miles from my house, and we went there to get good bread and to get good sausage. And Willie Nelson, the famous country western singer, was from there. And I didn't know when I was a young boy that it was Czech. It was just... In fact, the word we use is bohunk, for short for bohemian. You feel bad. Anytime people are killed, it gets reported all over the world because we live in the global village.
That was Robert Fuljan speaking to Czech Radio's Pavel Novák. And this edition of Arts does bring us, unfortunately, to the end of today's program. We're always very happy to read your comments or questions about our program, so make sure to email them to english@radio.cz. Of course, you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, and all of our programs are always available on our website, which is www.radio.cz/en. Also, a friendly reminder that this Saturday, May 18th, Radio Prague will be airing its special program for the 90th anniversary of Czech radio, and it will air on shortwave just this once. For those of you, though, who don't have a shortwave receiver, don't worry, this anniversary special will be available online, just as all of our programs. From all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Masha Olinsky, and I hope you tune into our program tomorrow. Goodbye for now.